What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. I hope you've had a fabulous May so far. Hey, I want to have an announcement here. I've got to make sure you're all aware of it. And if you need an excuse to come to Las Vegas, this would be the excuse. So on May 24th, 2022, it's National Tiara Day. So I do an annual event, and I'm doing it at the Sierra Gold on Smoke Ranch in Buffalo here in Las Vegas. And you get to wear a tiara. You get to interact and network with a whole bunch of really amazing people. There are raffle prizes. I'm doing readings to raise money for one of my favorite organizations, Help the Southern Nevada. So you know that I have three favorites here in Las Vegas that I raise money for. The first is Help the Southern Nevada, where I do tiaras and tequila, and I do Night of the Witches. And I do both of those events every year. Then I also raise money for the Poppy Foundation and also for Urban Underdogs. So these Poppy Foundation concentrates on cats, and the Urban Underdogs concentrates on dogs, and Help of Southern Nevada concentrates on women and children looking to get a fresh start or restart their life in some way. So I also recently did a fundraiser for the folks at Safe Nest, which is an organization that helps women get out of very stressful domestic and violence situations. They help them basically find a safe place and help them restart their lives. So these are the organizations that I raise money for. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here from the 301 area code. Hello, 301. Who's this?
Oh. Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I'm going through some horrible financial issues, and I'm just want to know if things are going to get better soon.
All right, let's look. Hold on.
Okay,
so this, these are interesting cards. The very, even if you hadn't said your question about being worried about money, the worry about money card is right mm-hmm. smack in the middle of your reading. And it's a card that talks about you're doing the best you can to try and juggle things in the air. I mean, it might even be that you're taking your monthly bills, throwing them in the air, and whichever one lands closest to you, that's the one you pay. I mean, it's very, very stressful, all right? What's interesting here is it says there are two men here that they both owe you money. So the very first phone call I would make is to anyone that owes you money. And you would say, hey, remember the $1,000 I loaned you, you know, some time ago? I could really use it right now. I'm in a really tight space. I could really use it. If they don't pay you back, or if they say they can't pay you back, you need to decide that that was a gift. Now, the reason I'm asking you to release that is because it's saying that there is a lucky turn of events that happened for you in the next 10 days, but I want to make sure that you kind of knew where you stand with these other people that seem to owe you money, all right? Now, this shift or this change that happens in the next 10 days, it may be a new job. So are you working right now?
Yeah, I have my own business from home.
Okay. So the business, you're supposed to hang on to that business, all right? So, Jackie, there's no question in my mind you're supposed to hang on to that business. But I'm also getting that it may be time for you to get some sort of a work-from-home job where you actually can get a check every couple weeks, where, you know, where they're not videoing you sitting at your in front of your computer for 8 hours a day, but that you're doing the task at hand to actually have money coming in. Now, I'll tell you, one of the things that I think would benefit your business is if you learned how to be a travel agent. And the reason I say that is that ultimately your business will be something where you can actually use the benefits of being a travel agent to go to places where there might be a craft fair or some sort of industry event or trade show that benefits your business. Do you see what I mean? So my
yeah.
recommendation would be for you to see if there are job openings with, say, American Express Travel, or with Expedia.com or Travelocity.com or Hotels.com, someplace where training is part of what they do for you and that you get to work from home. But the peripheral benefit for you would be where you could actually take advantage of 50% off on travel or even free hotel stays for times that you might want to travel outside of where you live now to do your business. So what is your business?
It's healthcare consulting. I've been just losing a lot of clients because after COVID ended, everyone went back to work. So it's been harder.
Okay. One of the things that I think would benefit your business is if you actually called a small doctor's office and asked if the calls could be routed to you to do their scheduling.
Okay.
In other words, there's a way for you to actually take your existing business and pretty much pull a Maverick where you shift because you need to shift. And you call, again, the smaller doctor's offices that don't actually have a full staff, where you could be the overflow calls so that a person's always answering their phone.
Yeah.
Here's the really cool thing about it is there are two men here coming up in your cards that will benefit you if you just ask. So that's why the first thing I'm getting is the idea that there might be some men out there that owe you money, okay? So this is the first thing I'm getting. By the way, I really love your phone number. I'm not going to repeat it on the air here, but I really love your phone number because it sounds like a legitimate business number. It looks like a legitimate business number. So whatever you needed to do to get that number, do not let go of that number. It's a fabulous number. There's a couple of people here in Vegas that they have all the same digits as their phone number. But that one looks like a professional number. So first of all, you got the right number. But I think that there are a couple of men here that would help you if you just asked. Here's
the
thing.
Yeah, those
are my two brothers. Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's the thing, is that the other way that your business could help another entity is that if you were to be the person that answered the phone for even a dentist's office. So you could answer the phone for a chiropractor, a dentist's office, a regular physician, an acupuncturist. In other words, because of your own medical background and because you know how to ask the right questions, you could literally go to these small businesses and say, I can be the person that remotely answers your phone.
Yeah.
And you do it for a monthly fee, say $1,000. Because you can do more than one.
Yeah, I could do that.
So,
that's a good
so
idea.
Here's the thing. You're not supposed to give up your business at all. What, and it's
mm-hmm.
saying that there are a couple of fellows here that will help you if you just ask, and that there's a lucky turn of events that happen for you over the next 10 days if you're incredibly aware of how that feels like it's falling right in your lap.
Okay.
So in traditional tarot, there's a card that's called the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the card preceding
mm-hmm.
that card is a card in traditional tarot that's called the Four of Pentacles. In my deck, it's called the Four of Rainbows. Now, the Four of Rainbows is always someone that's it's a worry about money card. It's also about legacy, inheritance, creating something that actually ends up being a marvelous money flow for you moving forward. So you could, down the road, hire some, say, more mature people. And I can say this because,
mm-hmm.
You're calling my radio program and I don't have to be HR appropriate. But you could actually hire a couple of more mature people to actually help you in your quote-unquote remote call center.
Yeah, I could. I could do that.
So what happens is that you actually end up creating this this little empire where the people that are helping you answer the phone are making a little extra income, maybe in addition to their Social Security or their retirement benefits, or they don't have something to do and they're over 50, and they would be delighted
mm-hmm.
to be available to answer the phone because they get a little extra money to go buy groceries or, go to the casinos and go gamble or whatever. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
so
the card preceding this lucky card is this card that talks about there's a lucky turn of events connected with money for you.
Okay.
So I hang in there, girl, because this says that this shifts for you, Jackie.
Okay. I look forward to it.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code. 509. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Mona. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. What's your question for me?
I'm about to get really close to end my 20s, and I'm still single. So I'm just wondering if you ever see me meeting someone or, getting married and all that. Or, I'm not
so
desperate
there,
either.
Hold on, honey bunny. There are two fellas coming up in your cards. All right, and the way you meet them is by doing something that allows you to be participating in some way. So it's like maybe volunteering for an animal rescue or shelter, or maybe you decide that you're going to join a hiking group or a biking group, something where the chance of you meeting a nice fella is greater than you just kind of hanging around, painting your toenails. Do you see what I mean? So,
yeah.
So here's the thing, is that you actually are meant to meet somebody fabulous. According to this, you're going to have a choice of two fellas, all right? The first fella is likely to be a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And what I like about him is he's kind of one of the quiet fire signs, that there's something about you that he finds very attractive, but he's a little scared to approach you. So you have to make it very easy for him to approach you. And I don't mean you showing cleavage or winking at him or, any of that stuff. It's just you look at him for 2 seconds longer than you normally would look at a guy. The two-second rule. I made up this rule years ago, which is the two-second rule. All you do when you see someone that you find interesting is you hold their gaze for 2 seconds and you smile.
Okay.
Now, so try this at Starbucks the next time you go to Starbucks, and go during a really busy time. You go to Starbucks, you order your, I always order the grande no foam latte with an extra shot, so it's 3 shots of espresso in my grande latte. So I'm ordering my latte. Now, I don't need to do this because I got a pretty cool fella in my life. But I see people do this. Women have stopped flirting, Okay, you guys, it's like the young women in their 20s today just don't know how to flirt because you guys usually have your eyes buried in your phone. So you're not going to do that. You're going to order whatever you order at Starbucks. You're going to stand to the side, and you're going to look at the most attractive man in the room, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's going to feel that you're watching him, and he's going to look at you. And you're going to look at him, and then after 1 second, you smile at him. You just smile,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't have to be a
okay.
big grin like you're, you know, you're stalking him, but a smile, all right? A lovely little smile like I caught your eye, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
what's likely to happen when you start making a habit of that is that the fellow will come over and say to you, do I know you? And you say, well, no, but you looked nice, so I smiled at you. right? So then it could be you now take your coffees and you sit down outside at a table at Starbucks and you have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's the perfect place. I mean, I actually think that if there were more people that paid attention when they were in line for something. Now, you got to choose the place that the quality of the person in line is better than the average place. So you wouldn't choose necessarily McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's cheap
yeah.
food. Or Taco Bell, you know, not and get or Jack in the Box or Del Taco. You wouldn't choose there. But Starbucks,
uh-huh.
I love the concept of Starbucks that you can be as picky as you want about ordering your drink, and it's part of the mojo of the place. So that's
yeah.
the first guy. He's a fire sign, all right? The second guy is an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. So, Erica, when is your birthday?
December 4th.
Okay, so you meeting a fire sign, another fire sign would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's one of the quieter, less egotistical ones.
yeah.
I'm just saying. So here's the thing, is that the answer to your question is yes, love finds you. But you have to pay attention to love trying to find you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I
have a question real quick.
Uh-huh.
Do you want children?
Yes, but later, once I'm done with my career stuff.
Okay. Well, because here's the thing, is that that would be one of the first things you bring up in the dialogue on, say, the second date.
Okay.
And the way you ask that question is, what are your feelings about children? I'm doing a survey. This is how you say it. I'm doing a survey. What are your feelings about children?
Mm-hmm.
Because if he says, well, I want them, but not right now, then we've already pretty much answered that question.
Okay.
If he says, well, I already have two, then that's not the guy you want.
Oh, why is that?
Because I actually think in your heart of hearts that you having kids, you would prefer that you're kind of old fashioned according to your cards here. You want to meet the fella, you want to date the fella, you want to get engaged to the fella, you want the big wedding, then you want to get pregnant with a child.
Mhm.
In that order.
Yeah.
It's like you're incredibly traditional. So you started to say something and then I interrupted you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start a new program. I just got accepted to a mock like law for law.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
Work. They network with attorneys and the person running the program is an attorney herself. And what she does is just like really just they pay you for being in the program. Motivate you, and they assist you in taking like the LSAT, which I already took and I passed. So
yeah.
I'm like one step a little bit, but
you're ahead of the game.
I like the fact that you're going to be able to network and meet a bunch of attorneys in the area.
Yeah. So you're going to meet two men moving forward here, and both of
mm-hmm.
them I approve of. So
cool.
The next phone call that you're going to give me in about 6 to 8 months is you're going to call me and you're going to say, I've met both guys. Which one's better?
Okay.
All right, Erica. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Yep. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Oh, I'm going to go to fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. What's your question for me today?
Oh, I was wondering, I was thinking about relocating to a different state. Do you see that for me?
So I need you to put your mouth right by your speaker on your phone because you sound really far away.
Okay, sorry. Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so it's saying that there is an opportunity for you to relocate sometime between the beginning of July and the end of August.
Okay.
So I want you to use your career to relocate. So what do you do for work now?
I'm an insurance agent.
Okay, so here's the thing. Your mojo transfers to any other state, okay? And I
mm-hmm.
want you to choose the state or the place that you want to live. I don't know, say San Diego or someplace. I keep getting water next to you that you would live near the water. So either very close to being able to go to the ocean or near a big lake or something. Anyway, I want you to move somewhere close to the water, but I want you to move to the place that you're most likely to retire. That's the place that you really want to put roots in, okay? Because because what I keep getting here is I keep getting you, first of all, close to water, all right? And secondly, the biggest reason for you to move is that I see you creating some sort of a legacy for yourself. And it also gets you away from a really uncomfortable situation that you're in now. So I don't know if that's the living situation or if there's an on and off again relationship, but you using your career as the excuse for you to move would be ideal.
So
I'm voting for that. And look for the opportunity that opens for you. Now, I'm going to throw something else at you real quick here, Rachel. Have you ever thought about doing taxes?
I do sometimes, like, to help family members and stuff like that.
Well, because I'm wondering, in addition to you knowing about insurance, it might be interesting for you to sign up with, say, H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt and work a tax season with them. So you learn all about how to do taxes. And then so that would be 2023 that you would do that. But 2024, you might launch Rachel's Taxes, which the cool thing about that is that you could do that kind of from home.
Yes.
So I'm totally voting for the idea of an opening or an opportunity for you to transfer or move between July and the end of August. That's what I'm voting for.
Okay. All right.
All right,
my friend. So much.
Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 929 area code. Hello, 929. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. What's your question?
Question is this. Okay. I talked to you about this about a year ago, but some things, you know,
well,
got in the
back.
Way. Thank you. So I would like to go back to school. And I'm trying to see, first I have a legal matter, and I'm trying to see, do you see me going to school at the end, back to college at the end of the year, or, because I don't know if I can go this fall, but just what would be ideal.
Okay, so
fall
I can
or
see the,
January.
Hold on, hang on, Terry. I can see in your cards this, whatever this legal issue is, that is the first priority, okay? You got to do whatever you got to do to get untangled from that. Because, and I'm going to use a strong word, the reason why you need to get untangled from that is it feels like you're dealing with the devil.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so
you're right.
you need to get as untangled from that as possible. And then I want you to look for, so if you can do this in the next 2 months, specifically, if you can untangle yourself from this in the next 2 months, that there may be an opening or an opportunity for you to go back to school. There's something that presents itself that allows you to do it or figure it out by August. So this is saying that you could go back to school in for the fall.
All right.
And I'm voting for that for you, girl.
All right, that sounds good. All right, that sounds excellent. All right, so I'll work on
Terry.
I'm working on the entanglements now. Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Talk to you later. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.